This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. Misinformation, division, hatred, and sexism. Those are among the concerns raised by students gathered at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights on Wednesday. The event was part of the Manitoba Council for International Cooperation's Generating Momentum for Our World Conference, bringing together grade 8 to 12 students from across Winnipeg. This year's theme, Communicating and Peacebuilding, focused on how youth can strengthen their schools and communities through empathy and creative expression. Rabia Akeem Alibi is one student who participated.
We were basically learning about peace, right? The SDGs. It's like the SDGs was created by the United Nations, and I feel like a lot of youths are not really aware of that. So this event was really powerful in the sense that they actually brought like the SDGs to life, and like they actually educating youths on it.
Akeem Alibi said the lessons felt real because they were surrounded by other young people eager to make change.
So I would say it's like a really good event to like just be in a room with youths of like the same mindset, being in a room with youths who like want to like create change, you know, just help with like our today's community. So I feel like this is like a really good event.
For fellow student Ari Aluiwa Elizabeth, the morning workshops shifted her entire understanding of what peace can mean.
So it made me learn more about peace and how peace is viewed by different people and different youths. And it kind of changed my perspective on what I feel peace is about. So that's what I learned.
Both students said online misinformation and global conflicts are having a major influence on their generation. They stressed that young people need meaningful opportunities to shape solutions.
I feel like we should be able to use our voice to advocate for all of these issues. Youth should also have a seat at the table because we actually do create the table. It's a circle of life. We go from baby, from like adolescence, and then you grow. So we should have that seat. We do not need to be begging for that seat. So I feel like we need to be involved in a lot of stuff going on politically because our perspective also matters.
I feel like there should be more information like added out to students because most students don't really know what is happening and they don't know like what events like concerning this event. I'm very sure some students don't even know this ever happened. So I feel like more information being directed to students and showing that your voice is needed. We need your voice. We want you to be heard.
Concerns around discrimination, mental health, and polarization were echoed throughout the day, according to MCIC's education specialist, Bea Basaran.
Well, I just want to first acknowledge all of the students that have come out here and have shared. Many of them have shared with each other amongst students who they first met today, right? It takes a lot of courage to be outspoken.
Basaran says the passion from youth was unmistakable.
I've seen a lot of students who are so passionate and driven to create these changes, and they all agree that peace is a collaborative pursuit. For example, in our first workshop, there was a collaborative component that we didn't even express clearly. We wanted to see what the students would do. Every single student all together collaborated on one bridge.
The afternoon shifted from discussions to hands-on action. Local and national artists led workshops in multimedia, theater, spoken word, and visual art. Among them was young Indigenous artist Felix Thomas Mueller, working with students through graffiti art programming.
Well, I think mainly it's individuality, right? Like there's so many people like stuck on their cell phones all the time where everybody's kind of consuming the same media and you don't really know where it's coming from, I feel like. And I think when people are actually sitting down with like hands-on experience things, that's where you really kind of find yourself. At least that's where I've kind of found myself.
Thomas Mueller said creativity helps keep young people grounded, especially when navigating today's challenges.
The world is going into a very scary time, so it's important that, you know, young people are aware and that young people are, you know, starting to brainstorm as early as possible, you know, ways to kind of counteract that and ways to like bring other people up in a world like this and to not get lost in like despair or anything like that, because, you know, there always can be hope as long as people are actively working towards a goal to make things better.
By the end of the day, students said they plan to keep learning and encouraging their peers to get involved.
We are all in a bubble and we need to come out of that bubble in order to be able to help our today's community and society in growing visually, educationally, promoting peace.
And while the world may feel full of noise and conflict, these students made one message clear. Peace begins with learning, listening, and building community together. With You Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.